This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new state report suggests that 500,000 Coloradans may have experienced long COVID. CPR's John Daly says that for them, symptoms like fatigue and headaches can last weeks, months, or even years.
I spoke to Clarence Troutman from Denver. He was hospitalized with COVID in 2020. He got better, but nearly 3 years later still deals with brain fog and breathing problems. He'd like to see some sort of campaign to raise awareness about the risks of long COVID. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera said she's not aware of other states undertaking similar work. Colorado has hired a senior policy advisor on long COVID. So Colorado seems to be ahead of the curve on an issue that doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon.
CPR's John Daly. Lakewood police say one of their officers shot a man Tuesday afternoon after he brandished a knife. The Denver Post reports the shooting happened near 44th Avenue and Depew Street after officers received a call about a shoplifting suspect at a Walmart. Authorities say no officers were injured and that the suspect was taken to a hospital. More people than expected are taking advantage of the state's free early childhood training courses. Colorado is using federal funds to offer free training to build the workforce before the launch of universal preschool in the fall. Officials expect 900 people to take the courses. So far, more than 3,000 have. Lisa Roy is the executive director of the Department of Early Childhood.
We want there to be a diverse, qualified, and well-compensated early childhood professional workforce.
$34 million is also committed to recruiting and retaining staff. This is